Principal Dick Junkers joins us for the Thursday edition of the Newell Fonda School Spotlight. And back it up now, book character day. I'm curious what the character was here at school.
Well, our second and third graders, created an event for parents and for a lot of other students at school to come check out. Students were to dress up like their favorite book character and to basically explain what was going on in the book. And it was a fun atmosphere as a lot of parents came and other classrooms came down to check out our second and third graders highlighting their books.
What a great way to do it, too. A perfect age to get dressed up like that. I bet there are a lot of fun and a lot of smiles had by all. And, hey, you have to tell me and give me more information now, because some of your students at Newell Fonda made a trip down to Des Moines to visit the state capitol. I'm wondering why.
Yes, Mrs. Rosado, our PK-12 music instructor, she took five students to the Iowa Arts Advocacy Day at the state capitol. And basically, it was a lobbying experience for our kids to help promote the fine arts, and they had a wonderful experience. And the students were Ray Blackburn, Christian Rosado, Kalina Schubert, Emily Mercer, and Claire Steffen, represented Newell Fonda for some lobbying for the fine arts.
Good job by all. And now let's look ahead now to maybe a little Friday, Saturday weekend activity at school and some announcements combined with some more information.
Yeah, we have, of course, games were canceled, so we got some makeups, but Thursday night we'll play at Manson. Friday's our senior night against Alta, and that's also our National Honor Society Purple Out Cancer Awareness event. So if you, I know a lot of people might be feeling a little bit trapped from the cold weather, come on out and eat some baked potato bar, which I know that's one of my favorites. You can kind of pick whatever you want to put on top of it. Mm-hmm. And then, help promote cancer awareness. And all proceeds go to the BVRMC Oncology Department. So a very, very worthy event there.
And you got some students gearing up for large group speech on Saturday.
Yeah, we have a state speech Saturday in Spencer, and Reader's Theater and a couple of ensemble groups made it. And then I want to remind people that makeup basketball games from Tuesday at Ruthven on Saturday night. Right now, JV is pending, depending on how state speech schedule comes out. Otherwise, the varsity girls will start at 6 and the boys will follow.
All right, Coach, and I purple out for the games on Friday night, blue out last Friday. I bet you had a great turnout for that South Central Calhoun doubleheader.
Oh, that was a tremendous atmosphere. It was a lot of fun. The fans came out in full force, and they got to see two very exciting ball games, and it was just a lot of fun to be able to perform in front of a nice big crowd.
Hey, Coach, thanks much for your time, and stay warm. We'll talk to you soon inside a gym somewhere sometime down the road.
Hey, sounds great, Chris. Always glad to talk to you.
Right back at you, Coach Dick Junkers, principal for Newell Fonda, joining us for the Spotlight right here this morning on Mix 101.7.